Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One of God. I love the children's sermon, Taryn. We need to follow instructions. We need to know all the ways, as John's song said, to reshape our hearts. These are difficult times that we live in. Some of us are running from the word evangelical. Some of us are running from our long traditions where mistakes were made that we want to forget. Well, after each of the articles of the Apostles' Creed, Martin Luther wrote the meaning, and the meanings help give our identity. So let me just refresh your memory from your confirmation days. After the first article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father, it says, I believe that God has created me together with all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and my soul. God daily and abundantly provides clothing, food and drink, house, spouse and children, fields and livestock and all property, along with all the necessities and nourishments for my body and for my life. And all this is done out of pure, fatherly and divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness of mine at all. For all of this I owe it to God, to thank and praise and serve and obey. This is most certainly true. And from the second article, this one, I believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, true man, begotten of the Father in eternity, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, purchased and freed me from all sin, from death and from the power of the devil, and with his holy and precious blood, with his innocent suffering and death, he has done all this in order that I may belong to him and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true. And from the third article, I believe in the Holy Spirit. This is my favorite. On my worst day, this is my favorite. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord. Whew. That's a good one. It's not by my strength. I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but instead the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts and made me holy, and kept me in true faith, just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers, and on the last day the Holy Spirit will give me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. So it is innocence that we're looking for these days. We want to be on the right side of all issues. We want not to offend. And yet some days, it's really hard. The first believers of our faith, of these articles, were Jews. The authors of both the Hebrew Testament, which we call the Old Testament, and the New Testament, were written by Jews. Perhaps Luke was Gentile, we're not exactly sure. But everyone else, authors were Jews. A number of the Jews are still believers today, yet we know the hatred that has followed God's chosen people. The villainizing of God's people has gone for many, many centuries. And our own Martin Luther, as we learned in our study of 500 years of Lutheran history, wrote in anger horrible things which have surfaced over and over again. In World War II and even today, when white supremacists gather, they can quote his angry words about Jesus, about the Jews. And Jesus was a Jew. As many of you know, in the 1990s, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, meaning our church-wide, wrote a letter of condemnation and apology for Luther's writings against the Jews in the 16th century. And during our study of Luther 500 history, we did not look away from this stain. We did not pretend that it did not happen, though many seminaries stopped teaching about it. Mine did teach about the stain. We looked hard and long and honestly. We even looked at pictures of Lutheran and Roman Catholic bishops shaking hands with Hitler during World War II. Pastor David wrote a personal and tender letter, a beautiful composition from this congregation, and many of our signatures are on it. It was delivered to Temple Beth Or, the synagogue here in Everett. It was sent in September of last fall in 2017 when we were celebrating our 125th anniversary. We have set out to correct mistakes of the 16th century, the 20th century, and now perhaps the 21st century. We must stand and face those who speak against and try to harm other people. And we must do it for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day David's letter of apology was delivered, it was read by the man who was teaching their young 11, 12, and 13-year-old children their catechism to be confirmed at bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, the ages of accountability. They too study. They too memorize verses from the Bible. Similar to our confirmation kids. And when he read the letter, he wept. He wept with tears of joy, for on that very evening that he was to teach a lesson about trust, he specifically also had to teach a lesson in light of the Holocaust, what Lutherans and Roman Catholics believe today. We've been in conversation with the Jews for numbers of years now as a denomination. But every year, a new catechism class comes to hear the history. And now the children at Temple Beth Or know of the love of our Savior's Lutheran. There are 21st century efforts to spread hate against God's people again. We know after the death in Charlottesville that not only the Jews, but every black and brown neighbor feels this threat of hatred. We cannot underestimate the sins of the church, because we are people, and the church welcomes people, and we are all products of the living God in process, and we make mistakes. So we work to be aware and stand for love, not only of ourselves, but of our neighbors. Jesus was born brown. Jesus was a Jew. He was not a white European, as most of our pictures depict. We have our Old and New Testaments because of the chosen people of God. In today's precious Gospel of John, a Jew quoting the teachings of a brown Jesus, son of Mary, he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum, west of Jordan. In this passage, the Jews are startled enough to argue with him about what he was saying. What he said was hard for them to hear. I am the living bread come down from heaven. I am, in Hebrew, is Yahweh, the unspeakable name of the divine. Unspeakable. Jesus was inviting listeners to what sounded unthinkable. They did not consume the blood of animals, let alone people. They were upset and they were insulted. But Jesus, the misunderstood Jew, persisted with his own people. I am the living bread come down from heaven. I live because of the Father who sent me. Eat this and have eternal life. They were hearing Jesus claim identity with the one God, claiming that identity of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were filled with fear and misgivings, anger. How could this be? This precious story, the story that we love so much, is often misunderstood and often misused. This precious story of love come down from heaven is still working its way through our world, through our neighborhoods, and through our hearts. It came first to the Jews, then to the rest of the world. We are all of God's creatures to be reconciled in Christ Jesus, whoever we are, whatever we believe, and however we might live. I've often thought, I would ask Jesus, well, why did you call that person? I don't know why you called that person, because that's what my heart works like sometimes. And God is still reshaping my heart. This is a passionate love story, and everyone is called to come. Bring your doubts, your fears, your anger, your uncertainty, because our Lord, in his last moments on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Reshape my heart, O Lord. Let it be so. Amen.